By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. It's a day of mourning in Lebanon Wednesday, a day after a powerful explosion devastated the port in the capital city, Beirut. The Lebanese Red Cross Wednesday morning said in a statement that more than 100 people died and at least 4,000 were injured. Officials said they expect the official casualty figures to rise as crews work through the damaged buildings and search and people look for missing family members and friends. The exact cause of Tuesday's blast was not clear, but Lebanese officials are focusing on what they said was tons of ammonium nitrate that had been stored at port warehouses for the past 6 years. Lebanese President Michel Aoun, who called an emergency cabinet meeting Wednesday, said those accountable would face the most severe penalties. French President Emmanuel Macron said France was sending government personnel along with emergency doctors and several tons of medical equipment to Lebanon to help with recovery efforts. The United Nations also said it was helping with the response and remains committed to supporting Lebanon at this difficult time. U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters Tuesday at the White House the United States stands ready to assist Lebanon. White House officials and top congressional Democrats plan to meet again Wednesday to work out an agreement on a new coronavirus aid package by the end of the week. The Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, said after 90 minutes of talks Tuesday that the goal was to finalize the proposal in the coming days in order to allow for a vote in the Congress as early as next week. For more news, please join us at voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News.